For Syrian refugees just over the border in Turkey from Syria, peace talks in Geneva seem a long way away. Many of these people dismiss them as irrelevant. But NPR's Alice Fordham reports that others welcome any hope for peace.
Here in the physical therapy center of a health clinic run by and for Syrians just on the Turkish side of the border, most people have been injured in bombings or in fighting. There's one little boy here, Saddam, who's 7 years old. He was hit by shrapnel and damaged his spinal cord. He says he's here learning to walk again.
I get a shrapnel in my back.
How did that happen, Saddam?
I was walking and there's mines, it's explode and I get a shrapnel.
One young man winces in pain as he pedals an exercise bike with his damaged legs. An older man builds up the muscles in a shattered hand. There's a woman whose paralysis isn't the result of the war, but she says there are no hospitals in Syria anymore.
No one's exactly confident about talks in Switzerland, but they are watching them, and in the face of so much suffering, some people seem to think, well, why not? They might just be a good start.
Yasser Sayed, who runs the clinic, says that Ahmed Jarba, the opposition leader, is doing his best. Mr. Sayed says the international community should support the overthrow of what he calls a criminal regime. Mr. Sayed's not a doctor. He's a lawyer who says he defended activists and fled the country when he himself was threatened with prosecution. He says the Americans could order Bashar al-Assad to leave power, and he would. He says that Americans were able to force the Syrian president to give up his chemical weapons, and that if they wanted to, they could end his rule. Many people are angry and cynical. One patient, Abdurrahman Alouche, was a rebel fighter along the Syrian-Lebanese border. He says that the political opposition never did anything for him.
I do not believe in the Geneva conference. It's useless. After the conference, the regime will just go back to killing Muslims. The coalition does not represent me and does nothing for the people inside Syria.
In a room across the hall lies Khairi Steif. She says she was paralyzed when a helicopter dropped a barrel full of explosives on her village outside the city of Hama. She was trying to protect her infant daughter, who survived unharmed. She says she doesn't know much about the peace talks.
I don't know. God willing, it will be there's some solution about.
Who do you think has the power to change the situation in Syria?
God willing, the opposition.
Obviously, there are many opinions. After all, the UN says there are more than 70,000 Syrian refugees now living in this Turkish border province of Hatay. Many of them are in the city of Antakya.
We're walking down Mazalik Street. This is where lots of the Syrians come to hang out together in the evenings.
This area here, the district, most of the people here are Syrian. We have here some Syrian products, most of them. You see all the labels in the Arabic fonts.
That's Hani Najjar from Aleppo. He used to work as a designer, but now he helps run this grocery. When Syrians get together, he says they mostly talk about the revolution. Lately, they've been discussing the talks in Switzerland, but he doesn't hold out much hope for the meetings between the Syrian regime and the political opposition.
No one represents the revolution in this conference in Geneva. All these oppositions, they're made by another countries.
The shopkeeper's friends aren't sure what they expect from the talks. One says he suffered under Assad, but now he just wants to go home. And he doesn't care whether it's under Assad or the opposition. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Antakya.